You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's Sobol twirling around behind with it for the Blackhawks. Galloping off the last bit of time. They've killed off the penalty. Bowling back, Sobol and drives, skipped it, front, score! It was Hossa at the side of the net. This is 3-2, Chicago.
Marion, on behalf of the Chicago Blackhawks, the city of Chicago, congratulations on being elected to the Hall of Fame for the class 2020. We are very proud of you. And we realized that we could not have done this without your leadership to win 3 Stanley Cups, that being in 2010, 2013, and 2015. Your class of dignity should be a role model for every athlete in any sport they play. And you certainly have shown the city proud. So on behalf of the Chicago Blackhawks, our great fans, and the city of Chicago, we can't thank you enough for what you've done for us. And what we can't wait to celebrate with this, hopefully very soon with you, your lovely wife, Anna, and your 2 children, and do it in person. Thank you once again, and congratulations.
He skates real strong, a pretty physical guy. He moves the puck and puts it between the pipes.
Yeah, he is Hossa.
Ho, 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 Hossa.
The highlight, courtesy NBC, from the 2010 Western Conference Quarterfinals, Rocky Wirtz, credit NHL.com, and the well-known Mac and Spiegs parody song that we all enjoyed, and as we enjoyed the career of Marian Hossa here in Chicago. And he joins us now, the newly minted Hall of Famer and 3-time Stanley Cup champ, is on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Hello, Mary, and congratulations.
Gentlemen, Dan, Jay, thanks for having me.
So can you set the scene for us about where you were and how you found out and what the moment was like when you knew you'd become a Hall of Famer?
Yes, I was in my place in Slovakia, in my house, and my wife just, finished the dinner. We ate, and my agent told me, in case you're going to get selected, they should call you 1 or 2 hours, before the time they announce it, and the time was 10:30. And so 8 o'clock is the dinner, the phone is still quiet, and then we start doing something, and all of a sudden at 9 p.m. my time, the phone start ringing. I saw the Toronto number, and Lenny McDonald, calling me to tell me the great news. So that's how I found out.
When in your career did you start to think, I'm looking at some numbers here, and I'm looking at where I am relative to history. When did you realize it was possible that you were on track to be a Hall of Famer?
Well, tell you the truth, during the time I was playing, I never had this in my mind. And I think it started somehow after I stopped playing, and they start, mentioning my name, this could be, going to the Hall of Fame. And I was like, wow, I never thought about this, but, that would be cool. And after I started, looking at numbers and look at numbers other players, I said I wasn't that maybe far off, or, some numbers were even better. And, I told myself, okay, if this is supposed to happen, that I don't have any control, why to worry about it?
Well, Marion, when you stepped away from the game after the 2017 season, it felt like you still had a lot of great hockey left in you. Had the skin condition not forced you out, do you feel like you could still be playing today?
Well, you know, I felt if I could, I still have a few years in me, definitely, and I would love to keep playing. But the situation was getting worse and worse each year, and I start feeling like when I look at my body, you know, more beat up with this eczema, and I ending up, eating heavy pills. And I said to myself, okay, you know, this cannot continue because I don't know how or what type of effect this pill going to have in a future when I keep playing and eating this. So, it was a tough decision, but I know it was the right one.
Yeah, for those that don't know the story, Marion, can you describe some of the things you were dealing with when the eczema, when the skin condition popped up? What was it like playing while dealing with those issues?
Well, you know, that was uncomfort. Our trainers, they were daily with me. They saw what I'm going through, and some days were better than the others. And our equipment manager were helping me out to picking different equipment or different underwear under the gear. So every time I got a little bit different, then I started using the, you know, maybe without the color. So I started using white ones. Every time I came home from the road trip or from the games when we had a back-to-back and the skin that didn't have a time to recover, then there was a really big uncomfort, and I started realizing, you know, this is affecting me not just on the ice but away from the ice, and I started having a little problem because I, you know, tried to grab my kids, but I see, you know, the eczema was, you know, bleeding or leaking, and I didn't want to, you know, to use my, you know, body to hug my kids that way. So it was getting, a little bit bad certain times. But we are here now, and, it's back to normal when I don't play hockey, so that's good.
Let's go back to your decision to join the Blackhawks and where you were at that time. And I think it was coming off consecutive Stanley Cup Finals appearances and maybe feeling that hunger for a championship. What sealed your decision to join the Blackhawks?
Well, my agent, Rich Winter, he's pretty deep into the stats and things like that. And we saw what type of teams had the room because I want to sign as a free agent, long-term deal. I didn't want to go for another year experiment to go somewhere. So, Chicago had a, open cup. So that was one of the options. But the most important thing for me was that team was young. That team was going the right direction, had a great leadership, also great coaching staff, and, great people in the front office. And when we agreed to the terms, I knew this was the team I want to play in because it's the original six and a great city of Chicago. United Center sold out every game. And I couldn't go wrong. Only, I wasn't expecting I'm going to win Stanley Cup in my first year playing for Chicago Blackhawks. So the dream came true right in the first year. So that was amazing.
Did you at any point think that you would be playing with that number of other Hall of Famers? Because we started looking at the list, and between Taves, Kane, and Keith, and you start looking at having three championships there, and there were some even saying an outside shot for Brent Seabrook here. What will it mean to you to see teammates, when the time comes, to see the teammates go in alongside? How important it is to you to see others from those teams enshrined?
Yeah, that would be great to have the ex-teammates from that time of the when you were successful and you won the cups, going to Hall of Fame, that would be amazing. I mean, I am just like freshly added member, so it's hard to tell, but definitely there is the guys who are still having a few years ahead of them, and I'm sure At least three of them, there's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame in the future. And, you know, that would be fun to sit later on and, you know, reflect back on the days and, you know, have a, you know, cigars and, you know, cup of, you know, beer and talk about the old times.
Marion, was there a specific player on the Blackhawks that you loved skating on a line with? Was there someone you had really great chemistry with you found in your time in Chicago?
Well, obviously, mostly time I played at Johnny Taves. You know, he was my centerman mostly years. And that was fun to play with him. And I think we clicked pretty well. Also, you know, with Kaner because he saw the ice like nobody else. And he fit me lots of empty netters. And, you know, his hockey IQ and talent was fun to watch day in, day night. And you know, lots of other players like, you know, Patrick Sharp on the back line, you know, Sibzi and Duncan Keith were amazing too. And we had a great goalie cooperating in that. So, I mean, lots of great teammates. I was lucky to play with all of those. And, you know, a lot of them gonna go to the Hall of Fame.
I've seen you mention in articles before that your time in Detroit playing with Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg and even Chris Chelios sort of helped you take your game to a different level defensively. People who were watching the Blackhawks before your arrival noticed a big jump in Jonathan Taves' defensive play after your arrival. Did you have any sort of influence or impact on Jonathan Taves' emergence as a really great defensive player?
Well, I believe he can tell you better how he feels that, but definitely it helped me going to Detroit, even for the 1 year. Even I didn't win the cup that year. We were, you know, finishing so close in a game 7-1 goal, the closest you can lose. But that year gave me so much more, so I could use it. You know, when I was going to Chicago, I was more prepared for the finals, for when the things didn't go the right way, right direction. And, you know, I stay calm, I try to stay patient, and I learn lots from those Hall of Famers, you know, like Niklas Lindstrom, Chris Chelios, Pavel Datsyuk, so those guys. So there was an excellent year for me in Detroit, lots of fun. Too bad we end up short, but I could use that experience in Chicago.
Talking with Marion Hossa on Sports Radio 670, WSCR The Score, celebrating his induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm curious, what opponents will stand out for you? Who did you enjoy playing against? Who challenged you the most? Did you have anybody that would be a nemesis for you? And when you think, oh boy, I got to go up against this guy again, maybe it's a name we don't usually think of.
Yeah. Well, in the old days, you know, the hockey was, I think, more tougher. Guys were bigger. They didn't have to skate so much. They were hooking and grabbing when I was playing Atlanta and in Ottawa, where I started. There was lots of challenges against Maple Leafs. They had a big, tough, strong team. And, you know, I hated to play against that team and against those players because, you know, usually you had lots of bruises and going after the hockey game. So I don't know who there was one particular, but I know even my good friend, Big Z in Boston, was tough to play against that guy. You know, we are great friends. You know, he's from my hometown. We are neighbors. But when the puck was dropped, he, you know, didn't care. So he gave you a hard time even when you're his close friend. So that's how competitive he is.
Mary, we came out to the interview with the highlight of you scoring that goal against Nashville in Game 5 in overtime, and I think most Blackhawks fans consider that the definitive moment of your career in Chicago. Are there any other moments for you in your time in Chicago or elsewhere that you think back on your career as maybe your favorite highlight or your best highlight?
I mean, definitely that goal against Nashville in overtime was, you know, confidence booster not just for myself, but I think for the whole team. I believe after that game we won, you know, coming when Kaner scored a tying goal, and after I got lucky coming from the penalty box that scoring the OT winner, I think that game, you know, show us we can do anything. And we had a strong, big team. We were playing great the whole season. And I think, you know, that game and that series, you know, give us extra confidence. And we knew we can go deep and far.
You mentioned your hometown and your friend Big Z. What has the celebration been like in Slovakia? And what has your reaching the Hall of Fame meant to your home country?
Yeah, I had so many people congratulate me. You know, the mayor of my city told me today he liked to do something something special here. And, you know, lots of interesting people called me yesterday and today. So, obviously, you know, we're such a small country, only, you know, not even 6 million people in Slovakia. And there is only three people in the Hockey Hall of Fame, and Stan Mikita, Peter Šťastný, and now myself. So, you know, I got lucky. I was able to know Stan Mikita, you know, when I arrived to Chicago. I had a great time to spending and, you know, spend some time with him and his family. And, you know, lots of interesting people called me, and it's amazing because this doesn't happen often. It's really, really rare. And I think I'm going to get it, you know, maybe, you know, a few days from now, what exactly happened, because I'm still overwhelmed and, you know, everything going so fast right now for me. So when I sit back, you know, we enjoy the, you know, maybe a glass of champagne again and cigar, and I just look back what exactly happened, and I enjoy it more.
Marion, after celebrating and reflecting on your Hall of Fame achievement, what comes next for you in hockey? Are you kind of done? Are you just going to, you know, live the rest of your life on the beach smoking cigars and drinking beers? Or have you considered a career in maybe coaching or management down the road?
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. You know, I didn't want to go because I am from Slovak Federation. You know, they want me to do certain things. They like me to work with the Slovak hockey, but I still, you know, I'm still under the contract, and I also wanna kind of just lay back and you know, just enjoy a few years just without hockey. I love to watch hockey still. I follow Blackhawks and love to watch National Hockey League. What's really happening? So I keep watching it, but you know, I haven't been on the ice since the last game against Nashville. I played in the playoffs, so I don't miss hockey, which I'm really surprised, but that's how I feel. I love to watch the hockey. I love to be around the hockey, but we'll see what's going to bring in the future. And, you know, I love to come to Chicago and see the old friends and watch some hockey games there. So we'll see what the future brings, but right now, no plans.
Marion, this was a delight to be able to congratulate you on this sensational career achievement. Thanks for taking the time to join us today, and best of health to you and your family.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. All the best.
That is former Blackhawk and Hockey Hall of Famer Marion Hossa.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.